Jonathan Brown, Director of Closed-End Fund Research at Robinson Capital, is here, and we're talking about maximizing returns and minimizing risks now on The Navigator. This is The Navigator, where we talk about all-weather active investing and plotting a course to financial success with the help of closed-end funds. The Navigator is brought to you by the Active Investment Company Alliance, a unique industry organization that represents all facets of the closed-end fund industry, from users and investors to fund sponsors and creators. If you're looking for excellence beyond indexing, The Navigator's going to point you in the right direction. Joining me today, Jonathan Brown, Director of Closed-End Fund Research at Robinson Capital. If you want to learn more about the firm and what it does, go to robinsonfunds.com. If you want to learn more about closed-end investing, AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. Jonathan Brown, thanks so much for joining me on The Navigator.
Thank you, Chuck. Thanks for having me today. I really appreciate it.
At Robinson Capital, you guys are really all about trying to help people improve their yield without amping up their risk. And there's been a lot of fixed income solutions. And if you could see me right now, I'm using air quotes around solutions, which everybody's saying, hey, I've got a fixed income solution. And it's something alternative. And in some cases, it's something different. And I know you believe that closed-end funds, which are not really an alternative investment, are kind of the right solution for a lot of folks right now. So let's talk about that. Why, if you're looking to improve your yield, can we do it in closed-end funds without ramping up the risk at the same time?
That's a very good question. And everyone has seen lately that the mainstream media has been talking quite a bit about the death of the 60-40 portfolio, as well as traditional fixed income solutions not necessarily working going forward. We've seen Barron's put out a few articles. JP Morgan just put out an article suggesting that alternative investments are going to play a larger role. And we happen to agree. Traditional fixed income obviously are seeing rock bottom yields right now, which aren't providing the principal protection that, quite frankly, they used to provide. They're also not providing a negative correlation with stocks that they once provided, which we also think is a problem. We've been managing closed-end funds for about 6 years now, and we sort of look at those as being alternative light solutions to the traditional fixed income problem. So we're able to provide a yield that, quite honestly, is anywhere between 4 to 6 times what the traditional fixed income market is providing, as seen by the Barclays Aggregate Bond Index, which is currently yielding roughly 1.2%. So we think that closed-end funds provide a reliable source of income for our investors that they just can't get elsewhere in the traditional fixed income market.
When you talk about the alternatives that are out there and how folks are coming out with them, compare the risk of some of the alternative investments, if you would, to what you see in closed-end funds. Because closed-end funds, I mean, obviously, if you're able to buy certain things at a discount, the discount gives you cushion. But there's more to it than that, right?
Oh, absolutely. So, I mean, it really depends what alternative strategy that you're looking at. I mean, you know, if you're looking at private credit, private equity, infrastructure, are you looking at litigation funding? All of these alternative investment strategies generally are much more complex than closed-end funds. There's also liquidity issues with a lot of those strategies being much more illiquid than what closed-end funds provide. Really, is it on a case-by-case basis that needs to be evaluated? As you mentioned, with the discount, it absolutely provides a level of protection when discounts are as wide as they are, say, today. We're historically much wider than long-term averages, which not only provides protection on the downside, but we actually view that as a buying opportunity. And really, that's what we consider to be the alternative piece to closed-end funds, right? We're getting access to some of the biggest and best managers of some of the more traditional asset classes, whether it's high-yield, mortgage-backed securities, converts, preferreds. But the alternative piece to that is that we also are providing, you know, an extra 5, 10, 15% return potential in some cases by buying these at deep discounts and holding them until they go back to NAV or premiums, which over time we suspect that they will.
In terms of where you're finding income today, there is heightened risk, whether we want to acknowledge it or not, in certain places in the fixed income market, if only because we're still living through uncertain times. The municipal bond market hasn't seen a lot of defaults or whatever, but we know empirically that municipalities are struggling because many of them rely on revenues that they get from, say, taxes that travelers pay or what have you, that if they're not holding conventions and they're not doing that other business, they're not bringing in the revenues they typically would. And that may have an impact down the line. So how much are you worried about the underlying risks right now going up?
Yeah, you know, there's definitely underlying risks that have become exposed due to COVID, right? Especially in the municipal bond market. However, we think that, quite honestly, that over the next 6-12 months, we're set up to see those risks start to diminish. First and foremost, we're seeing better than expected results out on the vaccine front, which obviously should help limit any of the downside risk. But we're also seeing a Fed that has come out and said they're going to keep rates low for an extended period of time, and they're willing to backstop almost any asset class that is going to see risks. So with that being said, we think that municipal bonds are poised to have strong performance going into the next 6 or 12 months going forward. In addition to that, you know, we just saw several states, you know, I believe it was California and Connecticut, who came out and said that their budget actually was much better than they had anticipated, meaning that the impact of COVID wasn't necessarily as bad as expected, right? So all that bodes well as a market that's, quite honestly, functioning very efficiently. We just had New York and New Jersey went to market and actually didn't need the Fed municipal program. They actually got better rates within the market. So we really view things as functioning properly, which is good for spread tightening going forward.
What are the other areas in the fixed income market with closed-end funds that you're maybe expanding into or reaching into? Because obviously, munis, a spot where a lot of people are comfortable. Junk, a spot where a lot of people aren't comfortable, or where they consider the risk to be more like equity risk at a time like this. So again, if we're going to talk underlying risk, well, the underlying risk of high yield has been changing as well. So can you reach for yield there without going beyond the scope of risk that you want to hold to?
Yeah, and you know, I think actually high yield and bank loans are an asset class on the taxable fixed income side that we're pretty constructive on at the moment. Obviously, the spreads have come in quite a bit from the March lows, but they're not really near where they were pre-COVID. You know, we expect that, as I mentioned earlier, with an accommodative Fed, we expect that spreads should continue to migrate back to COVID levels. On the bank loan front, we like the fact that they're relatively short duration in nature, and so they're not going to be exposed to any or as much risk in with rising rates. What we do in our mutual fund structure, though, is we have the ability to hedge away some of that credit risk that we're not comfortable. So currently, we have a heavy exposure to high yield and bank loans in that portfolio in order to produce above market yield. However, given the risks that are still present in the market, we are utilizing credit hedges to sort of dial that down a bit.
Looking forward, you know, we talked about how so many things are being pitched as alternatives. For you, is it less about doing something new and more about focus and stick with your knitting? I mean, right now, we've talked a little bit about where you're directing folks to, but when they're hearing about, oh, there's this development or that development, what's the space that maybe you want to point them to that they're not thinking about that maybe isn't all that new in all of this?
We are extremely constructive on the closed-end fund space as being a sort of alternative light approach for investors who maybe don't have exposure at the moment to some of the more complex alternative strategies to really get their feet wet. Along with investors who are experienced in the alternative space, we really do believe that closed-end funds provide significant upside and, quite honestly, maybe provide much less risk than some of these newer alternative sources that maybe haven't been tested, you know, longer term. So we think that the closed-end fund space is a great way for someone to take a alternative look at fixed income without necessarily having to go to an extremely complex alternative structure.
Jonathan, really interesting stuff. Thanks so much for joining me on The Navigator.
Thank you, Chuck, for having me. I really appreciate it, and have a great day.
The Navigator is a joint production of the Active Investment Company Alliance and Money Life with Chuck Jaffe. I am Chuck Jaffe, and you can check out my show on your favorite podcast app or at moneylifeshow.com. To learn more about closed-end funds, interval funds, and business development companies, go to AICAlliance.org, the website for the Active Investment Company Alliance. They're on Facebook and LinkedIn at AIC Alliance. Thanks to my guest, Jonathan Brown, Director of Closed-End Fund Research at Robinson Capital, which you can learn more about online at robinsonfunds.com. The Navigator podcast is available every Friday. Please subscribe on your favorite podcast app and join us again next week. We hope you had a great Thanksgiving and that you get off to a great start to your holiday season. And we'll talk to you again next Friday.